This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 199NUTS for $1.99.com. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 172.
172.
My name's Go White Gold.
I'm Matt Griffin, the MMA Show. Bye, MMA fans, for MMA fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes.
I was a little delayed on
that. A little jacked up. I'm excited. It's been an awesome weekend.
You wore your tracksuit.
I did. Sweet. I should have worn the full tracksuit.
You should have.
I don't have the bottom half, so. I should have probably
got but you gotta be like red. You gotta be all matching.
No, the red or white is okay. White's cool.
You can go all white.
White and black, or red and white. It's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you're referencing the German national team that was at the glory show we were just at.
From Romania.
Yeah. They were all
getting ready to do gymnastics and kickboxing.
Yeah.
All in the same.
So I think it's part of the culture, the European tracksuit culture.
It's like Grand Theft Auto culture.
The GTA 4?
Yeah, 5, too. You can get the tracksuits.
Oh, really? Okay. I haven't gotten
that. I was in Dead Rising 2.
Okay.
Full on tracksuit.
Nice. GTA 5 online is pretty cool, by the way. I'm enjoying it. We need to play some more.
Shit, yeah. Fun.
I like how randomly people can just create mass chaos on the same server you're on. it's just like cops
just
go by.
Griefing you.
It's crazy, man. I was playing the other day, and some guy just started mass chaos, and I see, what am I doing? I'm coming out of the store from buying clothes,
yeah.
And he's like, I see cops flying by, and then here comes a helicopter, and then there's this big gun shootout, like, right in front of me, and somehow I got roped in. And
got yeah, so you pull a gun, then the cops are like, oh, this motherfucker's part of it, too.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like it. And you gotta be ready. I just kill any other human player now on the map. If I see their blip
really?
By me.
You just kill them?
Yeah, because they always try to kill me, even if I'm just minding my business. Like, fuck it.
Can't you go into incognito mode or something?
You could, but then you can't punch pedestrians.
Oh,
that's no
gay.
Fun.
Yeah. And weren't you saying you can level up your strength somehow?
What yeah, you go to you go down the beach. I saw a video online. You go down to the beach because there's just so many people.
Yeah.
And you just start clocking motherfuckers left and right running on the beach, and it'll increase your strength.
Nice.
And then to increase your stealth, you do the same thing. You go into your sneaky mode, you sneak up behind them, and you, like, judo chop the back of the head. They drop down. My daughter, like, watching me, she didn't mind if I struck them once, but she had a problem while I kicked them while they were down.
That's not cool, Dad.
It's like, no pride stops. I'm soccer kicking. That's gross. Stop it, Dad. Like, no, they have to learn a lesson. I have to build my strength up.
Yeah.
It's all good. Speaking of Grand Theft Auto, there's a stimulus package coming.
Woo.
$500,000 going into everybody's bank accounts.
Why are they doing that?
Because their servers were fucked up. So
If
you play in the month of October, they're going to make two deposits in your account. One for $250,000 and then another for $250,000.
That's a lot of money, though. Why
so
much?
That's a shit ton of money.
Are they just trying to create the, like, boost
the... Yeah, fuck the economy.
Why are they doing that?
I think, they want to boost the economy, but...
Just because?
Yeah, don't blow it all at once.
No, I'm going to hang on to my cash.
I got to figure out what to spend it on. What's the best
stocks?
Use?
Can you trade on the stock
not
market?
Yeah. You can do it on the story mode. But
yeah,
not
I've done.
On the
I've been
online.
Doing that. I made a ton of money in the story mode, too, doing that. I turned like $5,000 into $40,000.
Sweet.
Although I have no idea how. I just kind of, you know. I think there's some kind of thing regarding like what's on the website and then like the radio stations. You listen to the talk radio.
Yeah.
Somehow they give you little clues about what's hot.
What's hot and what's not. Fuck yeah.
Got any news for us?
Well, that was one part. So we're down to two stories then. So you see, BJ Penn just hired a wrestling coach for his season of The Ultimate Fighter. He chose Mark Coleman.
Oh, nice.
As his coach, which is interesting.
The big boy, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know Coleman was still alive and or around, but
yeah.
Good to see him coming back in the mix. And then I don't have this video queued up, but... You know, I'm going to post it up here. You sent this to me, this Knife Fight League of Poland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where these guys are fucking dressed up in night gear, and they're just going at it fucking MMA style. Yeah. Like, and I was thinking, You know, if you've ever been to the medieval times, they kind of do this knife or knight fighting a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have this fucking pole inversion at the medieval times so children can get a real taste of what fucking combat is. Is there a problem with that? I'm just saying.
You are crazy.
I want more realistic shit. If you're going to go to the medieval times and drop some cabbage, you need to have some fucking action going down. Action, Ingo.
I'm with you. I'm sending you a video, by the way.
Okay.
Before I forget.
Another one? Or that one?
No, not that one. I'm sending you the shit from Glory.
Okay.
I meant to do it earlier.
All good.
I agree with your sentiment that it would be cool, but I think that should be like 21 and up.
Fuck that shit. No, children need to see this.
No.
They need to see the devastation. They need to see the fucking berserker.
That's too crazy.
I said berserker.
You did.
I'm just saying.
I'm not getting roped into your shenanigans. You keep trying to do
Why
it.
Why not?
You keep trying to do it to
I'm
me.
Not.
Every
I'm just,
show.
I'm just trying to
Trying to
say
rope
berserker.
Me into my berserker mode. It's not happening.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure. I'm not drunk enough yet. I don't think I can. I'm so used to drinking these IPAs now that when I have these beers that are like only 6%,
it's like it's fucking water.
It's like water.
It's like you drink the Keystone. Keystone Light back in college?
Uh-uh.
Used to be $6.99 for a 30 pack.
No.
Oh. You drink like 12 of those before you go out?
No, but in Michigan the big one is Busch.
Ugh.
That was the cheapest beer you could buy, Busch Light. You get like a 30 pack for, I don't know, $8 or something crazy.
You can't beat those prices. in college, it's about quantity and cost. Like, whatever the cheapest beer is, that's the best beer.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't realize, and I don't know if our tolerance was lower then, but like, if you spend an $8 on a good beer that's like higher alcohol, that's full body, you'll get just as fucked up and have to piss way less than if you drink like 30 Busch Lights, which are like, they're lying on the label. No way is that 4%.
No,
it's like 1%.
But
beer.
I think it's more impressive when you're talking to your buddies. Like, I drank a fucking case of beer tonight.
I guess, yeah.
But your tolerance gets so ridiculous in college. You have to be careful. That's like a side note to all you kids out there.
Don't drink and drive.
Well, it starts off where you're just drinking Friday and Saturday. And then you add Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, you know, we should be drinking Wednesday. Fuck Tuesdays. Monday. Mm-hmm. Then you're drinking every night of the week except Sunday. Sunday's the day of rest.
Yeah, well.
Not for religious purposes, but for a fucking body.
Body purposes?
Yeah.
No, I would come, you know, in college, I went in phases. I would drink heavily at times, and then other times I wouldn't. And it just kind of, I never got to a point where I was drinking 7 days, though, I don't think. Maybe.
That's when you have a problem.
I'm not
Six
sure.
days, you're right at that borderline.
I think maybe I've done five a few times here.
Gotta watch it.
So.
Because then the alcohol starts to, like, you can feel it. I don't know about you. I felt the need, like, I need to start drinking. That's when that's a problem.
Never happened to me, but hopefully never does.
That's when you got to start scaling back.
I don't have an addictive personality, thank God. So I'm one of those.
Only when it comes to masturbation?
Yes.
But not alcoholism.
Frequently and oftenly in high volume.
It's all about volume, Ingo.
It is.
Just loads and loads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're doing laundry at a laundromat.
Okay.
Moving right along.
I'm with you.
I hear you.
But not really.
Where are we at? Fight Night 29.
Was that two pieces of news?
Yeah.
It was.
We're in, we're out, we're done. Hopefully I've posted epic video of that fucking...
German Fight League? Polish Fight League?
And hopefully our video won't get pulled down for copyright.
I'm sure it will.
But I've noticed a new technique, which I'll mention to all you kids at home, where you notice some of the video is a little grainy. I'll watch the YouTube video and then I'll... fucking record it on my iPhone, and then I will post that on our video.
Then they can't.
So it's not 100% straight up video, so you can't get that code.
Correct.
So if there's anything that may be copyright infringing, that's why you're going to see the quality suffering a little bit.
You can also, I think you can do like a screen grab if you do a screen capture, same kind of thing, maybe.
On video?
Yeah, as long as you're not trying to pull it down like the actual file. You know how you can do that with Firefox?
That's what I normally do.
I think if you do that, then that digital encryption is in there. But if you screen capture it or use it like a camera, or if we were to play it here, I think it would never be caught by the stupid robot from Google. Yes, I said you're stupid robot, you Google robot.
I love you, Google.
Fuck you, robot.
I love you, YouTube.
Eat a bag of dicks, you robot.
I swear to God, that's what runs that. You try to email them, you get the most robotic response.
Yes.
Like, listen, you fucking robot. I went off on them that one time. Didn't work out.
And you
so
got
well.
A canned response. then they shut our YouTube down for a little bit.
Like, oh, really? Oh, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck you. Oh, no. Yeah. I love you.
You got a bit angry there. It's all right.
I have a little bit of a problem.
Speaking of love, hate.
Fight Night 29.
Yes.
Let's just start with it. Fucking Paul Harris.
Well.
Mike Pierce.
Yes. What did you think?
Motherfucker held the submission too long, Paul Harris.
About how many seconds? 1 second.
They said
too long?
It was 1 second, but here's the thing, Ingo. I could, if it's a choke, someone's not going to get maimed. If it's a fucking joint lock, especially anything involving the leg,
yeah.
Especially those, he shreds people's knees, and this isn't the fucking first time. This is at least what, 2, 3, where,
yeah.
And all his other, and you add it with the, all the erratic behavior of. Who is he fighting? The brother, Dan
the Miller,
Miller.
Dan Miller, yeah.
Thinks he won.
Fight's over.
Jumps up on the octagon. I am the greatest. Like, son, the fight's not over. Get back in here.
He didn't end up
winning
that, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did eventually, but sometimes you got to put crazy out to pasture because.
I agree.
When you think about this guy, there's two ways to think. Is he the guy from, like, the Book of Mice and Men? Where he's Lenny, he's this big, strong, somewhat dumb motherfucker. But he breaks the dog and kills the dog by petting it because he's so strong and doesn't realize he loved it too hard. Or is he just a vicious motherfucker out to injure people?
Was it a dog or was it rabbits?
I thought it was a dog.
I don't remember.
It's an animal, Ingo.
I'm trying to put it together because it's been so long.
It's an animal. I didn't read it until high school. So. And I'm not big into it.
There was a movie,
bullshit.
Too, wasn't there? Wasn't
I think we saw a movie too.
There was a guy, what the fuck is his name? Bald head, he's a bad
Telly Savalas.
He's a bad
Mr. Clean. John Cena.
No. John Cena. John Malkovich? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, was he in it?
Yeah, he played the guy.
Was he being John Malkovich or just
that
John
was a
Malkovich
fucked up movie. Again? Did you see that movie?
He's got a little room, didn't he?
Crazy.
Got all hot in here all of a sudden.
Yes, that was a crazy movie. Your point being what? This guy's
I'm trying to decide. What is he? Is he strong and not so bright, or is he just a vicious motherfucker out to injure people?
Yes.
Both.
I think he's not so bright. He comes from a really difficult background, and he's also probably somewhat of a dick.
Yeah.
And
well, even his former trainers come out, right?
Yeah,
and
Marilo
now everyone's
Bustamante.
Driving the bus over him. Back and forth. He's fucking killing people in training camps and blah, blah, blah. Like, well, I get it now. I mean, I think it's the right move, right? You got to cut him. You can't have this guy just keep doing this. You
got to be all over myself.
Don't worry. You got a tracksuit on. You'll run right away from it.
Well, the question becomes, though,
what?
At what point is it too much or not too much, and why cut him now? I mean, I don't know. Like, they could have cut him before. It was like, it's not, you know, it's been building and building, and I don't know. You know, Dana said he's banned for life or something.
He's got the Paul Daly treatment.
Yeah, so is that worse than what Paul Daly did? Or I don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're going to shred someone's knee, you could talk about a career-ending injury,
true.
Depending upon how bad you fuck them up.
Yeah, that's true.
And not being, you know, multiple offender.
Yeah, that's true.
And now...
I say it's part of his aura. I think he thinks it's part of his thing where...
He doesn't even do it in a fucking jiu-jitsu competition,
too.
So it's a history, repeat offender, not going to improve. You got to get him out.
That's true, but I mean, it's part of the deal where people are going to be afraid of him because... Not
Alan Belcher, though. He's like, fuck
your
you,
boy
I'll play
like,
footsies, bitch. Whatever, I almost I twistered
care.
You.
That was pretty crazy. But when you consider what's transpired since then, it's pretty crazy that Belcher just decided to play with fire like that.
Because
it literally takes
he doesn't need
split
long.
Second.
Like, I got
like,
you.
Boom, that's
I got you.
And he's
you
so
never
fucking
walk
strong.
Again.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, now he might not be as strong because he looked a little bit smaller.
That photo you posted was crazy.
Fucking
tiny photo.
Like, man, what happened? That was like mini Paul Harris.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
We'll see. You know what? Bellator says they don't want him, but there's other promotions that may.
I bet you World Series of Fighting picks him up.
Sure, why not? They need more people. They're building a little.
But here's the thing, though. I can't say that I don't want to see him fight. That's the twisted fucking side of me that says, you know what? I'm still somewhat interested to see what this motherfucker does.
Put him in there with someone else that's crazy. I don't know who that would be, but do it. 170, right? Are we talking
Paul
about?
Paul Daly. Can you get that? You can get that. Oh, he's at 170.
Yeah,
but he's mellowed out. It's, you know.
Yeah.
I think in his case, that's one where you serve the time. I can see you coming back from that. The late punch, I mean, heated.
It's not that big of a deal. I don't know. At the time, it seemed like a big deal, but when you think about it, eh. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Different.
I hear ya. Let's move right along.
Okay. What's next?
Thiago Silva wins his fight. Not shocking, but I think the thing that was shocking is him missing weight. He had to give 25% of his purse directly to Matt Hamill.
Why so much? Wait a minute. Isn't it usually like 15 or 20?
Brazil.
Okay.
And in Brazil, the commission takes none of that money. It goes directly, all of it goes directly to the other fighter.
Nice.
So at least Hamill loses a fight, but wins
money,
additional monies.
And is he retired?
He might want to look into that because... Well, just from the start, I think we both agreed that that was a bad matchup for Hamill.
Yes.
And fucking Silva just picked him apart, even missing weight. And, you know, he may have had an injury. Who knows? But
he smoked smoked too much weed.
Well, he gets popped for steroids or using a fake dick to piss out of. Like, sir, why are you pissing out of an 18-inch black cock? It's big and black. What is going on here?
I don't know.
Nothing. So he gets the win, and then you look at the stun gun Eric Silva fight, where second round Silva is fucking just lighting the dong up, big time.
Lighting the dong up.
It's no bullshitting. And
okay,
the dong grabs the fence. Granted, Silva did the same thing in the first round, but this completely prevented the takedown that Silva was gonna get. And then they unlock, and they both go to throw strikes. Dongs hits first. Silva gets knocked out, and then he fucking Dan Henderson them with the forearm shiver on Michael Bisping.
Okay.
And fuck. And that fight was just, you couldn't, it was almost like the Mike Russell comeback, where he's getting his ass kicked, and then boom, Mike Duffy goes to sleep, and then you get the hammer fist of death.
Nice.
With the broken arm. And Dong does the same thing, kind of, in the second round. But
Yong, dong, long dick dong.
You're damn right.
Bing, yong.
So, we're going to move right along. I have no matchups for anybody, because this happened like a week ago, if not 4 days ago on Wednesday.
It feels like forever ago.
Yes.
And now I'm getting buzzed. It's happening.
Oh, shit. All right, we're into the main event. You're good.
All right.
So, Maya versus Shields.
Yes.
Thoughts or salutations? Were you not entertained?
I was not. I didn't see the whole thing because my fucking TiVo, I don't know, didn't record.
What's going on? You were having TiVo issues, Ingo.
I think it's my Wide Open West is fucking with my channels. Something.
Wide Open West? Yeah. What is this?
Wow.
I didn't know that's what it stood for.
Wow.
Wide Open West. It sounds like a porn.
Yeah. No, I didn't record, or I forgot to record, or I don't know. What the fuck happened? It didn't record The Ultimate Fighter either. It's really weird. Something good.
I know. It's like, this show eats a fucking asshole. Be done.
I just caught like some of it on the web, and then it was taken down shortly thereafter. So I didn't think Maya was winning of the 2.5 rounds I saw. I don't know which round. I think it was round 3 and the end of 2, round all of round 3 and part of round 4, I think I saw. And I thought Maya was losing, but I don't know what 1 and 5.
I saw Caprito numerous times.
Did you? Was he yelling
at him? He
was in
the corner giving him advice.
Did he look perturbed?
He looked pissed when the decision was read.
Oh, really?
He was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm hard to be impartial in this fight, but I had Maya with 1, 4, and 5.
Okay.
It seems like the 5th round is really the questionable one, and I think most of the MMA sites out there, some had Shields winning, some had a draw, and... myself had Maya winning.
Of course.
But I don't know. I was slightly entertained by this, which is weird.
A grappling fest?
Yeah. It
really?
Wasn't an exciting grappling fest either. I don't know why I liked it. Maybe I just like two men being on top of each other.
Hey, nothing working, wrong with that.
Working it.
Working it out, man.
Yeah.
So Jake Shields, what, now is like somehow
sucks.
Saved?
Sucks.
The guy gets saved. He always loses a couple, then he wins one.
Ingo, I don't like the scrap pack, all right?
That's what are you going to do?
I don't like them. The Strikeforce fighters do not fare well in the UFC. So some website posted a stat, and I forgot what it is, but they are sub 500
really
in the UFC. Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. So, and then Shields, now he's talking, oh, I want another shot at GSP.
Oh,
and
please.
You know what? You had nothing to offer the first time.
Well, he might get his chance, because when GSP loses to Johnny Hendricks.
Hey, speaking of that, you know what's funny? Like, we were talking last episode about GSP retiring, and I kind of said it in jest, but
yeah,
he's kind of talking about that for reals.
Really?
Now.
After this fight?
Yes.
No kidding. But there's a lot of money on the table. Are you sure that he's going to? I mean, come on. Supposedly, he makes like $5 or $6 million a fight. That's not a small number.
No, but he may have made enough. It just seems, he seems burnt out, like with all these press.
Yeah.
He is so sick of the press obligation. So
yeah, I got that feeling from him in the Diaz fight. Like, he seemed unusually crass, I would say, where normally he seems pretty like laid back and easygoing. He just seemed annoyed.
Can't handle it.
Yeah. I guess at some point, and plus
he's hours of training
and, you know, you wear your body down so much, and he's getting older, and he's been on top for so long. At some point, you know, I don't know. Like, you look back at some of the guys, not many guys retire when they're at the pinnacle. I mean.
No, and that's why I thought, this is the guy. If you could think out of all the champions who would do it, GSP seems the most likely.
I'm from Detroit, and it was a big shock when, like, Barry Sanders retired, because he was, like, at the pinnacle of his career, and he was like, I'm done. And, you know, and I'm trying to think, like, who else.
Who else has gone out on top?
Just.
Not many. I mean, it's few and far between, because even the guys that retire always want to come back because it's too hard to.
Barry just disappeared.
Be a normal person when you're used to being a fucking superstar.
And, you know, Barry Sanders was, like, I mean, he was the best. Mm. You remember some of those highlights. That guy was
ridiculous. This little dude just bouncing off of everything.
It was like craziness. It's like trying to break in 9 tackles. It's like a video game.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I guess I could see your point, GSP. Yeah, because you know what? If he's not going to be performing at his optimal because he knows that he's not invested in it, I would see him quitting for that reason, you know? And I think he'd be the kind of guy who would just be done with it, because he seems like when he, you know, he's motivated to do something, he's done. Why come back? And you can't retire as a champ and then try to come back. Then who do you fight? The current champ? Is that how that works?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
There's no precedent. I don't think anyone's ever done that.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. Maybe I'd like to see that. Maybe he just needs some time off. I don't know.
Maybe.
He doesn't fight that much, so it's like, come on already. I don't know. John Jones fights.
He's not fighting in Canada,
right? 3 or 4 times.
I think the big thing, too, his issue was with the UFC, because they're not supporting him on this drug testing shit.
Oh.
And that's why he's having a little hissy fit. But, you know, I don't think
they want any part of it. They're just kind of like, you guys do whatever the fuck you want to do. But
No, they don't. Because they already do whatever drug testing they do, and I think it's too much anyway. I think everyone should be juiced and doing whatever, but that's just me.
Like the NFL?
Yeah, they're all fucking juiced to the gills, and then some.
They're not that big,
85%. Naturally. 85% of NFL players are
they're
on some
big
sort
like that naturally?
Of juice.
Please.
There's like 300-pound guys running about a 4.4 40 or something.
It's crazy.
Give me a fucking break. Yeah. That shit doesn't happen.
It happens in football.
God damn it. Maya versus Shields, so.
It's all good. Who cares who's next for Jake Shields? We don't care. Next.
We don't. We're going to move right along.
To UFC 1. Oh, no, we're not. We forgot.
Glory 11 and go.
Sorry. Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
I just sent you a video of like the chicks walking out for the. They did like a weird thing where the undercard was going on and the ladies were wearing one thing, and then the main card started. Remember, they came out in all new outfits.
They were, yeah. Should we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, or
please,
all good?
Go ahead.
We could start with that, because 3 outfit changes.
Was there a third? I didn't notice.
There were 3. I remember they were in black, they were in blue, and then they were in whatever for the main event. Maybe there were just 2. I don't remember.
Hmm.
But I'll tell you this, they all need to eat some fucking Baconators, because they're way too skinny. Way too skinny.
I think they were European women or something.
They're about 85 pounds at best.
Yeah. Tiny, tiny, tiny women. So
one of them had quite large breasts that were very bouncy.
It's all right.
It was like a Robert Palmer video.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Addicted to love?
Oh, yeah.
Bing!
They're all there.
Like, all oh, my Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
They got rubber bands on
they
those
They had four.
Things?
There's a play. See, here's a promotion who does it in style. You don't have one ring card girl that goes up. All of them go up.
Four.
Every time.
And then they rotate between fights. So you get one in this fight, and then she moves to the other side. Everyone keeps
they move around.
Shifting like so a fucking Rubik's Cube.
What about the production? I thought it was top-notch production.
Yeah, it was fucking first rate. And I also want to mention, too, of like how do you treat the media? They couldn't have been nicer people.
Yep.
Like, oh, here's this. Mm-hmm. Let me lead you to your fucking seats. How many seats? Have you got four people coming? Okay, great. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Put cigarettes. Here's your chairs. No one will fuck with you.
Yeah.
You need a. You got your camera, your photographer. Where does he need to be? Do you need a set position?
Oh, yeah.
You want a free range? You want a free roam?
Yeah.
Like, man, that's some fucking nice
they were
shit
nice.
Compared to
they
some
were
of the
real
other
nice.
Orgs.
And, you know, we've been to Strikeforce and UFCs and local
some
shows.
Local.
And, yeah, all kinds of stuff. This is probably one of my, I wouldn't say one of, I think this was the favorite live event I've been to ever. It was even, I enjoyed it more even so than when BJ fought in Detroit, which was pretty exciting when he ran out of the cage.
Yeah.
But this whole card from top to bottom, even the undercard, it was like, it was exciting, man. It was like, everybody was coming out to kill everybody, and it was just, it's different.
Yeah,
it's
and
hard to.
You look at the entrances, too. You have this nice raised platform. You have this big background, fucking, I don't know how many, 500 feet screen or whatever
huge,
it was.
Gigantic.
And the guy comes out, and you get the smoke, the lasers, a little smoke in there, a little blurry. I don't know how they saw each other.
Slightly smoky.
One guy fucking dove and did like a somersault
he
into
lost,
the
though.
Ring. It didn't work out well.
Local guy.
But the entrances I love, the atmosphere was great, the everything was dialed in. It was a fucking tight production. And some of the other observations, too, is that what a different crowd. You look at a kickboxing event versus an MMA event. I heard no fucking boos.
Nope.
This is the first combat sport event that I've been to that nobody booed. Nobody
well,
booed.
There was one moment I forgot.
What's that?
When Saki kicked
Rico
Verhoeven because he got spun around and he thought he was running away, so he just kicked him right in his ass. And the crowd
he kicks
like,
him in the balls and then he kicks him in the ass as he turns. Well, it was nobody booed for lack of entertainment, which happens at MMA.
I was just saying that's a funny moment.
So, sure.
Because it was me, I probably wouldn't have kicked the guy, but I think there was a major size difference there. So he's like,
bit.
Fuck you. You can turn your back on me. Bit. I'm kicking you in your ass. So
yes. And what else? It's a lot nicer to watch a fight through a fucking ring versus a fucking
really
cage. Because you can see everything
more.
Wherever you're at.
Yeah. It was real good. I mean, we had the good seats. They put you pretty close with the media seats or whatever. But you could feel everything. Every punch, every kick, every... It's like, oh, some of those body shots.
Oh,
like,
it was like
oh.
Liver shots and left hooks.
Yeah, Anderson Silva, not that Anderson Silva, got fucking liver shotted by Daniel, what's his name? Daniel.
Was that Gita?
Giha, yeah. It was like, here's a shot to the midsection, and it was like, one, two, three, oh, I'm going down. And it was like, it's over. He was knocked out. It was bad. But what I liked, and I never saw this before live, was the tournament format. You know, they had two guys fight, four guys fight earlier in the night, and then the winners fought each other for the $250,000 tournament champ, you know, at the end of the night, which was pretty fucking cool, man. I thought, and when we had watched this, you said that Daniel Giha came out and finished Anderson Silva in like a minute or something.
Yeah,
and the other guy who Rico actually took all three rounds, and that was That was a tough fight against Saki. I mean, they were fucking brawling. And we're like, this kid has energy to come out and fight again against this killer.
Oh, man.
And dude, he took three rounds of business from that guy. And that third round, I thought it was one of the most exciting, like, 3 minutes I've ever seen.
Yes. And how about, I think you pointed out, too, like, it was his wife or girlfriend in the corner.
Going crazy.
Fucking going bananas. This was a big bitch. Oh, my God.
Yeah. She had to be like 180, 90 pounds.
6'5".
Yeah,
it was
like huge. Not fat, but just like, wow, like that's a big That's a big woman. And
I mean, the guy is a big bitch, and I say that with all due respect.
That guy's like 260, so I guess I get it.
He was fucking huge, and his legs were like goddamn tree trunks. His thighs. He could have been a linebacker. He was like Benson Henderson.
24 years old, man. 20, and he came out, and you know, he just kind of was like, I'm not going to lose. That was kind of the whole strategy. And he made Daniel Gihad like tire himself out, and they were just, the third round, it was a little bit sloppy. But
it was a fucking war.
Nobody backed down. They were just like, boom, we're going blow for blow, blow. And it was funny because the crowd was, you know, I think he is from Romania. So there was a lot of like Eastern European support there.
I think his corner had the tracksuits on. I'm not quite sure.
Probably. And they were cheering his name like, yeah, yeah. In the first round, second round. And then third round comes along. And then I was like, Rico, Rico. I was like, whoa, the crowd is turning. It's crazy.
Yeah, same people. It's like crescendoing as rah, rah, rah. And I think this is a big difference between MMA and a kickboxing. This is three-minute rounds.
It's fast.
There's no time to fuck around. Nope. Every single fight, both guys just came out, let's fucking meet in the middle and throw fucking bombs.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing I wish they would do or let them just fight some more, because they give these standing eights. And then the ref is the guy going, yeah, you're done. I'm fucking waving this shit off. I wish we could get the kill blow.
Well,
the kill shot.
I think for kickboxing, I get it, because it's production and they don't want to see their, and the talent pool seems a lot smaller, so they probably don't want to see their top guys get KO'd constantly, because there isn't that many top guys. And it's I think I said it last night, is it seems like more of a gentleman's sport atmosphere, where like, yes, it's combat and everything else, but they don't do elbows and they don't want the guys getting all cut up.
I want some elbows.
Yeah, well, it's hard to
Muay Thai.
Yeah.
I want elbows.
It's kickboxing, sort of. I don't know. Muay Thai, kickboxing.
You got knees, and you can only you can only tie up for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So. Quick clinches. They want action. I mean, I applaud action.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, it was a different experience, and I think I have a new, like, maybe addiction. I don't know. I'm curious what's going to happen with Glory 12 in New York. Because this was a big card, you know, with all these... And there was a lot of big dudes on this card.
Oh, and how about that one guy? One of the fighters walked by us afterwards.
Oh, Jesus.
He fucking shit himself because he smelled like something crawled up in his asshole and fucking died.
Yeah.
So good thing you're wearing black shorts, buddy. I ain't going to name names, but somebody shit himself in that fight.
Well, you know, it's...
Someone should... You can't smell like that and not shit your pants.
I agree. Well... Here's the thing.
Is that why those MMA sites keep talking about those male diapers?
Maybe.
Is that for fighters?
Could be.
I never understood
Fitting yourself?
It.
Yeah. Maybe. But this is on Spike, and I think Glory 12 will be on Spike as well. So they got a deal. And I want to say that, like, this night, the main event, the heavyweight tournament, it reminds me a lot of Bonner Griffin. Like, they had, like, a moment where you're like, wow, these guys are going, throwing down, and I have to guess that the numbers that went up as the fight was going on, it had to be.
It had. I mean, the third round, it was sloppy, but it was fun as fuck.
Yes, it was.
They just, it's $250,000 to the winner, so you're just throwing everything you got out.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen sinks, whatever, plungers. I think that's what that guy's girlfriend was calling for.
Plunger?
Plunger.
Shove it up his ass, Rico!
Plunge that motherfucker.
She was crazy.
That was like Bridget Nielsen and Rocky IV, fuck's sake.
For sure.
It was great.
So it was a good night. We got a lot of photos on our website. Check that out. Dave and Jason have been writing articles all weekend. If you want to know more about it, Glory in general, GloryWorldSeries.com has updates on what they're up to. I think they're putting on one more event this year, and then next year is still up in the air. But I have a feeling they're here to stay. So.
Big dudes. And Kartanov on the card. How about him?
Yes.
We saw him backstage. That is a big motherfucker.
Yes, he is.
Holy shit. He walked by me. His melon was like this big. It was like a shit brick house.
Oh, yeah.
Who else did we see there? Ben Rothwell
was
in attendance. Not looking as big as, you know, you would
Matt's
think.
About, Matt might be bigger than Ben Rothwell.
I don't know about that, but I had to walk by for comparison. I'm like, God damn, Ben looking might be off the juice right now.
Yeah. Rashad was cornering Tyrone.
Rashad Evans. And how about Tyrone? Jesus
Look
Christ.
Good, man. Look good.
Fast and furious.
First Corvette. And, you know, fuck, man, that guy is so fast. It's and powerful.
Left hook.
Oh, dude.
Left hook.
Yeah.
Body shot,
oh, yeah.
Liver shot, liver
Brutal.
Shot.
Brutal. So
it's good stuff. And like I was telling you, like I went back and watched it, the recording today.
Mm-hmm.
Man, It's a solid production.
They got their shit together.
Mario Ronaldo on point. Duke a little bit off. But sure. How often do you see Duke calling events?
I think he's going to do it more regularly from what I read. This is his first one.
Yeah.
I think. So, you know, cut him some slack, I guess. See what. But.
Bass Rutten.
Well, Bass would be crazy. Are you kidding me?
He did one of the previous ones.
Yeah, he did.
It'd been nice to see. And then Frank Shamrock, I guess, was also there. Saw him on the telecast, but not in person.
Dare we say that kickboxing is taking the U.S. by storm here?
Hopefully. I loved it. Three 3-minute rounds. It's like a tough man on steroids. Yeah. I'm just saying.
And they're all very skilled. I mean, highly skilled.
Fuck yeah.
It's.
And then how about one of those fights with the leg kicks, too? The guy's just chopping. Chopping.
Foomp.
Yeah.
Foomp.
Oh, my fucking God. I love this shit. Even the boxing gloves, as simple as this shit is, one guy's got black gloves on, one guy's got white gloves on. Yep. It's top notch, solid production.
Yep.
I'm in. Main Ingo.
Check it out.
Moving right along.
That'll bring us to, is it sponsor time?
No, UFC 166.
Damn, it feels like the show's forever. Velasquez Dos Santos Tres.
Oh my God.
It's happening in Houston, Texas too, which is weird.
I think that's why they're doing Melendez versus Sanchez.
Because it's a Mexican crowd?
Yep.
Houston, have you been to Houston? It's a fucking armpit, man.
I've been to Dallas and
That's
places.
Northern Texas. It's a little drier. Houston is like...
I haven't been
Think of
south.
The nastiest, just fucking sweltering heat of just wet fucking nasty heat.
I thought you were going to say pussy.
No.
Thought there's a pussy reference coming in here. Just ready,
thing you were mentioning about the ass,
about
that fighter that shall remain nameless. I'm going to name his name in a second.
Don't do it, Ingo!
It's so fucking hot there. I went there during the
summer.
I almost died, dude. I almost died. You walk from your car to the office. It's like 20 feet, and you're sweating, and you're going, who would live in this goddamn town? You guys are crazy.
I don't know. Well, I remember being out there at a time where you used to be able to drink and drive.
You can still do that.
It was ridiculous.
They have
drive-through.
Yeah.
The bars are so far away. Like, when we used to be buyers, I had a vendor that lived out there. So Brian and I went out there for a weekend, and one of the vendors took us around, and we're fucking, like... It's like, all right, this next bar is 20 minutes away. Let's go to a liquor store. And I think we went to a drive-thru one, and we're fucking all drinking on the way to the next bar. Like,
it's okay.
Yeah. Get to the bar. Like,
guns and alcohol.
Yeah,
that's
you can fucking drink and drive here.
Oh, yeah. You can drive through.
Awesome.
You can drive through and order a margarita, and they'll give it to you in a cup with a straw.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I mean, I suppose it's all right. It's Texas. What are you going to do? Everything's bigger and better. But Houston is hot and humid. Heat I can deal with, but fucking humidity, oh my God. Because it's like south,
it's
way
like,
south.
How is it comparison to like Florida with the humidity?
It's worse. I think
really?
Way worse, yeah. I think Houston.
That Florida.
Yeah, the Florida's nasty. Bad.
But I think what happens is it rains and then it goes away, right?
Yeah. Houston is just sticky, man. Ugh. Just fucking hot. But it's a cool place. So let me see. So this is happening October 19th. At the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. We said this already. Yep. And obviously, we got some main event rematch. I think these guys will fight one more time, no matter what happens.
We're going to see five fights.
Five?
For sure.
Four? Three?
This one will be controversial. Something devastating.
Someone will break a toe off.
This guy's going to parachute into the octagon. That hasn't happened yet. No. But it will.
They've only had one outdoor event, right?
Abu Dhabi.
Oh, Abu Dhabi or Brazil?
Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
It's dangerous. What if it rains?
True. Well, they can always cover the ring.
The octagon.
Whatever you want to call it. So,
You ready? No. With the first fight? Or are you going to spit some more
I'm good.
Mad flavor?
I have nothing else. Go for it.
Okay. We got Gilbert.
El Nino.
Melendez. He is 21-3 versus Diego.
The Nightmare.
War of the Wet Dream. Sanchez. He's 24-5. Melendez, 52% of his wins by KO. 5% by submission. Sanchez, 25% of his wins by KO. 38% by submission. So.
Why are these guys fighting?
Yeah. Because it's a weird matchup, Bingo. But I think it's both because they have Hispanic heritage. Because
they're Mexican. It's fucking racist shit.
It is.
Oh, somewhat. Eastbound and Down is on it. The last episode what? Was awesome, by what? The way. Eastbound and Down? That brings me back. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I'm way off. I might have missed it.
Did you see it?
Refresh me.
Kenny fucking Powers when he went on that talk show?
Fuck yeah!
That was so awesome.
I told you. He's making a comeback, bitch. This is the year.
Motherfucking Powers. That's awesome.
Like, why are you being such a bitch? You can't take that from him, Kenny. You got to go back there. You got to earn that.
Yeah. That just reminds me. I don't know why that reminds me of Mexicans, but it just does.
Because last season he was in Mexico.
That's it. Okay.
He was a goddamn cockfighter.
I don't remember.
Season two.
Okay.
Season three sucked.
I didn't see
three. Sorry. Season two.
So,
he's but yeah, these guys are
obviously they're in Houston. They're going to have a Mexican crowd. They're going to want to have two Mexicans.
So, you're going to have the number two fighter versus the number 36.
He's not, is he even ranked?
He actually, I think Fight Magazine has him ranked at like 14 or 15.
Diego?
But in my book, he's like high. 36.
I think he's more like 25.
Yes. Let's just settle on 30. Then.
Okay, fine.
Fuck it.
I'll meet you in the middle.
It makes no sense. No. Why are you pitting your number two against someone who's not in the top 10?
Well, because I think they think it's going to be an exciting fight. Because Diego falls to the walls.
You sure. Know? Diego, I think, has had 5 fight of the nights out of his last 8.
Right.
So you would pit these two against each other. You say, God damn, it's got to be a fight of the night. But you look at Sanchez. This guy fights but once a year. I think he's fought once in 2011, once in 2012. And this will be his second fight in 2013. So... Ooh. Very sporadic the way this guy fights,
yep.
And he's coming off the split decision win over Gomi, where a majority of people had Gomi winning that fight, but somehow Sanchez always steals the decision. Martin Kampman, Ingo. Martin Kampman. Fuck that guy.
He won that fight, come
bullshit.
On.
Going for takedowns and not getting them does not win you a fight.
Yes, unless but he took lots of
Diego
punches
Sanchez.
In.
He bled blue
forehead.
He maroon blood was coming out of this motherfucker.
It's all good.
I've never seen someone bleed so dark. That's how cut up he was. But he said he had to cut for that Gomi fight 55 pounds in 2 months because he blew up over vacation. Like, I think a little bit of that.
Both.
A little something,
little Oreo cookie action.
But I think where is Sanchez the most effective? And it used to be in the scrambles.
Yes.
He used to be on the ground, so...
He's aggressive.
Coming forward.
Reckless.
You got to come forward. You got to be aggressive, but I think Jesus is going to deliver for Sanchez.
You think so?
Yeah.
He has a plan?
He got a plan.
Jesus doesn't like Gilbert Melendez?
He doesn't like El Nino.
Okay.
He doesn't like natural disasters.
What do you mean? Where else do natural disasters come from except from Jesus? Who creates the hurricanes?
The devil.
The devil?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the reverse side of the spectrum. There's a yin, there's a yang.
Okay, fair enough.
So
you're taking...
I think we're due for an upset of epic proportions. And okay. I haven't taken an upset pick in a while, so I'm going to go with Sanchez.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dirty split decision.
Oh.
Because I think that's the only way that Sanchez wins the fight is via controversial split decision.
He doesn't have much finishing rate.
Not so much.
I mean, I would say...
Exciting as fuck, though.
Yes, he is. I mean, for him, I think his biggest...
Nothing to lose.
No, he doesn't. And I mean, his biggest strength in this fight, when you compare the two fighters, would be, what I would say, is off his back. But the thing is that if he's going to come out reckless, Melendez has experienced that many times, and he's not scared, and the guy's very technical on the stand-up.
And Melendez is coming off a split decision
loss
to Henderson, where many people thought he won that fight.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember it, but...
Fuck it. Like, that's how we should be playing. Fuck it. I don't know. I'm wasted.
I don't recall.
I don't fucking know anymore.
I don't know who
that's
he won.
That's how we should roll.
But I know Melendez's style. You know, he's a great wrestler. I don't think Diego is going to... I think it's a bad move for him to come out.
Where in the world is Garmin San Diego? Ever play that game on
the
computer?
I'm confused that we got to that point.
You said Diego. What did it remind me of?
Carmen San Diego.
Diego?
Yeah, I don't see Diego's game plan being what he's always done, which is come balls to the wall, because Melendez is very technical, and he's going to pick Diego apart if he plays that game.
One would think so.
Just like Kampman did. And Diego kind of turned the tide. But Kampman has a tendency to gas, where Melendez is no problem on the cardio. And I don't see this going any other way, as far other than a decision. I agree with you. But I really think that Melendez will take this. I don't think it's going to be close. We're going to get like 30-27, 30-26 maybe.
Yeah,
even.
Watch this.
He's going to put a beating on Diego, and it's going to be brutal. And you'll get your redemption, sir.
You ready?
Resurgence of Diego Sanchez, 2013.
You don't want your redemption for
it's
the
year of the wet dream, Ingo.
Okay.
You're a wet dream.
All right.
I'll redemption? Redemption. For the Campman fight.
He's not overlooking? He's not overlooking? Melendez overlooking Diego?
I doubt it.
If you're fighting number 47, I'd probably overlook
no,
him.
No, it's 47.
I might train not so hard.
I thought it was 30.
He's ranked 98 if he's ranked one for all I know.
Okay. Fuck that guy.
You're ranked.
He's higher. Winning, though.
He's
is.
Winning.
He is.
Isn't that Charlie Sheen? Where is Charlie Sheen when you need
winning!
Him?
Winning!
That lasted about 10 minutes.
Yes.
It's like Psy in Gangnam Style or Gundam Style. Depends how you pronounce it.
Go Korea!
Fame is a fickle thing.
Go Korea.
Oh, he's from Korea?
I think he is. You're right.
Korean Zombie.
I'm not up on the pop culture. I'm not cool. Sorry. I'm uncool. I'm the definition
of not
cool.
You got a tracksuit on. Half a tracksuit, you're half cool.
Okay.
In my book.
Next show, full tracksuit.
Yeah.
We should
get
MMA Nuts tracksuits. It's fucking two different colors.
Done.
One color for you, one color
done.
For me.
Like red and
with
blue.
With the logo.
Red and blue.
Wait, it's got to match our colors.
They're red and blue.
Are they?
Made the nuts get gloves. You're the one that said, one's got to have the red tape, one has the blue.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, that makes total sense.
Can I wear
sense.
Red? I like red.
Whatever.
I want
like
the red
blue.
Tracksuit.
But red always wins. Remember? Red versus blue. It's 60-40.
That article still draws lots of traffic. If you know. I don't know if you look back.
It's the most retarded thing I might have written in my life.
Is
but
there?
I'll buy into it.
At the time, it
I'm
made
sold.
Sense.
It does, and it
time.
Still does.
Okay.
Keith Kaiser, where are you at?
That's gonna
red
be
tape versus
two-hour
blue
show.
Tape. That would have been a good question to ask him.
Oh,
now
yeah.
I think of it.
It's all right. We
7 months removed.
No worries.
I don't have enough time to listen and go. Okay.
Jesus
Christ.
That man loves
Christ.
To talk.
Another website interviewed him, and you see this one sentence.
Oh, yeah, it was the Underground.
And then you hear, I'm scrolling for three pages for one answer.
Keith just talks and talks and talks. It's awesome.
He likes to hear himself talk.
He does.
No disrespect.
Moving on to the next episode.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
We got Daniel.
DC.
Cormier's 12-0 versus Hoy.
Big Country.
Nelson. He's 19-8. Cormier, 42% of the wins kept by KO, 25% by submission. Nelson, 63% of the wins kept, here we go, by KO, 26% by submission. I haven't drunk it enough. What do you see going on here? And I want to say this before I let you talk. Nelson trimmed his beard and he's looking pretty svelte. Go.
Yes. I think both of these guys are on a trajectory for 205, which is interesting.
They are.
That they are meeting each other at this point in time.
Are they meeting in the middle at a cruiserweight at 220?
I think so. Because Cormier said that if Cain keeps his belt, that he has to go to 205 because they train together. And he wants another fight to try to cut the weight slowly, because I know when he wrestled, he had a hard time making the lower weight. So
is this a battle of the chubbies?
I don't know.
Like, fuck.
No, but both guys, I would say, are definitely not the definition of, like, Adonis body types, or what do you call that? That as mesomorphic?
Well, that's weird, because they actually have an updated picture of Roy, because he's semi-svelte, but if... You just pull the waistband up, but I think he tries to sell that
as his big...
I'm trying to get sponsors for
from
being
Burger King?
Fat, but motherfucker, just pull it up. You don't have to be that guy.
He likes being that guy.
I know, but
maybe he likes this. Maybe he likes to have air on his belly.
I hate that. I hate this guy.
I can appreciate it. I like him.
I don't hate, but I dislike.
He gives
him.
No shits. I'm surprised you don't like him, because he just doesn't care what anyone thinks.
Because he doesn't. He could be. My problem is he could be so much better if he took his fucking conditioning seriously. That's why it bothers me.
Well,
he could be better than he is, and he's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Go.
Cormier is a good wrestler. Boxing wise, I don't think he's a big power puncher, but he's decent at the technical aspect. But Roy has shown us time and time again that all he needs is one opening. He kind of like, he looks for it. He tries to find your weakness.
One opening.
One opening. And he shoves it right in.
Great. Sometimes I like three openings.
Yeah.
I like options.
Like a glory hole type style.
Whatever.
But it's about this fight is interesting to me because you got a wrestler against a jiu-jitsu boxer who doesn't take himself seriously.
Jiu-jitsu boxer.
Yes. So I would say
he's got a hell of a chin.
Roy has a chin, and I don't think Cormier is going to really test it. Big overhand right, and he's extremely dangerous on the ground, which we don't, you know.
You don't really see.
You don't see it.
Kind of has an issue getting it to the ground.
Right. So I think Cormier will try to take it to the ground because I don't think he wants to fuck with Roy standing up, which is going to play into Roy's game, and I believe Roy will finish Cormier via submission in the second round.
I think that's blasphemous.
I mean, I don't think so. I think he may rock him first and then finish him.
Like Queen said,
we will rock you. He's paid his dues, Matt. He's committed no crime.
Nice. Keep going.
I don't know.
Committed no crime.
Something.
Stuff.
Da, da, da. We are the champions.
My friends.
Yeah.
With a limp wrist.
Hey, Freddie Mercury, one of the best performers ever.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I'll come back to this fight. Someone, it was on Reddit, someone posted the stripped down lyrics of, it was like Kurt Cobain, and then someone had Freddie Mercury and David Bowie doing
singing?
Under Pressure, but it was just the vocal tracks.
Yeah.
Fucking impressive.
Oh, yeah.
I got to find that and post it. But
just like that Whitney Houston one that was out for a while. Remember that? When you heard her singing, did you ever hear that?
Mm-mm.
Like, they had her adjust her vocals from, like, the studio recording of, like, I Want to Dance with Somebody and a couple other things. Like, those people are special, man.
Because there's no effects. It's none of this bullshit like you have now. It's just raw fucking sound, man.
Special. Very special.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, motherfuckers can sing, man.
So back to this.
Back to the lecture at hand.
Goddamn right. Back to the lecture at hand.
I don't know the next part.
I don't either. I'm close, but I can't.
That's where I would always mumble
anymore.
And get back into it, you know.
Or something.
Right.
Back to the lecture at hand. Yeah, see, I still can't get it. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, I'll get home. So I think the difference maker in this fight is always speed. Speed kills Zingo, and
True.
Cormier has it. And what am I expecting out of him? I think striking, but I like to see him work the body because, you know, Roy Nelson, again, he's another guy like Matt Hamill, likes the high guard, leaves the belly exposed. He's got less cushion for the pushing, so I'd imagine he can do more damage if he goes low on him. And the wrestling, so who can dictate where the fight's going to go? Cormier, if he doesn't want to stand, he'll fucking take him down. If he wants to stand, he'll stand. So
stand and bang?
Yeah. But you look at their last fights, too. You look at Cormier. He shit the bed in that fight against Frank Mir. He didn't look good. It was his first fight in the UFC, and he had some nerves in that one.
He did.
And then Nelson lost that fight to Stipe Miocic, his last one.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, here's another fight where it's kind of a weird matchup. So why are you pitching a guy who's undefeated against a guy who's got a lot of losses coming off a loss? And it's like number 2 versus either 9 or 10. I don't know if they have it up there. Yeah, number 9. I guess it makes sense. Are you all right over there?
I'm preparing deals.
Thank you for turning the links the right color. It's a lot of work. What's a link? What's not? Anyways.
I'm listening to you.
I'm taking Cormier with the decision. I don't think you can finish him, but I wouldn't be surprised. Well, you're not going to knock Roy Nelson out.
Yeah.
That'd be like knocking Mark Hunt out with a fucking spinning wheel kick.
That happened.
What?
That actually happened.
Fucking blasphemous. So, we forgot
about the
Apex. Sorry. Oh, no. This is what happens when bodies start slapping from doing a wild thing. Daniel Cormier, Magic 8-Ball. Where's fucking Tone Loc when you need him?
Keep going.
Don't allow dance. Don't make you shit your pants. Well, I get another liner, another reply hazy. This guy's beatboxing his balls off. Melendez. Round the way. Good round.
Uh-oh, low battery, 5%. Low battery on my iPad.
When body starts slapping. Run down the wild thing. Going goes.
Time for sponsors.
Your favorite thing.
Brought to you by, let's start with GoDaddy.com. You know the codes? I have them here if you don't.
We have two. We'll go with the most popular.
We have 12 on our website.
It's 73 if you don't have one. Enjoys. We have $1.99.com with 199 nuts and 30% off of new orders with, what's the code? I don't know the new one.
30 deal 4.
Yes. And there's a shit ton of other ones. Go to our site. Dial
Are
them
you
in.
Serious? $1.99.com? That's cheap. Jesus Christ. That's You can register JesusChrist.com. If
Jesus
that's
wants you to buy a .com.
Yes, he does.
You should support
and
him.
And so do we. Also, we are brought to you by Defenso.
I want to fire it at you so bad.
I totally missed that.
That was a shitty throw. I've got nothing else in his back.
It's all good.
It's up there.
Use code MMA Nuts 15% off your entire order. Defenso, wash that ass, people. Wash that ass.
Yeah. Glory fighter. Jesus Christ.
Yes, we're going to send some to Mr. Easy.
Easy E? Uh-huh. Didn't he die of the...
We should bring bars of soap next time. Here, you need this.
Son, just start firing at people.
Eat this. Shove this up your ass, okay?
Yeah, what's that word to a sponsor? I will throw bars of your soap into the octagon or ring.
Oh, yeah. That's going to go well.
Yeah. I'll never be
as
a back.
The whole thing
live
escort
on
us
TV.
Out.
So sorry.
Also, we're brought to you by BudoVideos.com. Use code MMANUTS for 5% off your entire order. So, like, if you spend $1,000, you could save $50. It's pretty cool.
What is that?
They have all kinds of shit. They're mostly known for videos.
MMA gear. They have the largest selection of it.
But they have lots of MMA and jiu-jitsu gear, and they do magazines and all kinds of, like, DVDs and shit. So, check them out. I think it's the largest website for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think they were just strictly videos, and then they got into the gear side.
Hence the Budo videos, whatever Budo, you know, Budo.
It means anal gangbang in Portuguese.
Yes, it does. Nothing wrong with that.
Great.
Also,
right
we're
on.
Brought to you, last but not least, by Tweaked Audio.
I was going to give you a shitty throw.
It's a better throw.
I'm throwing left-handed.
Oh, that's all right.
But you're catching right-handed, so.
Well, yes. It worked, so that should equal
You're ambidextrous.
I am. MMA Nuts, 33% off. These are great.
They're fucking awesome. My whole family's on these. It's good that I just got my 11-year-old daughter an iPhone.
It's all good.
She's almost 12. She's 6th grade.
They need that shit. You know,
technology. It's a lot of work.
It's all happening. Let's get into the main event.
Done.
As is my iPad shortly.
The plug-in. No, should have got two extension cords. All right, we got Kane. The Caner, the Brown Pride. Velasquez, he's 12-1 versus Junior.
Cigano!
Dos Santos, he is 16-2. Kane, 83% of the win by KO. Junior Dos Santos, 75% of the wins by KO, 13% by submission. So they're really trying to play up this Kane hits like a bitch thing. If you've watched any of these primetimes.
I have not.
Or whatever, there's been
I
two
I refuse
out.
To watch them.
He
I will
hits
not
like
be marketed to.
He hits like a girl.
Why does he have so many knockouts?
He couldn't. It's TKOs. He couldn't knock me out in 5 rounds. He just beat the fuck out of me and made me horribly disfigured. But he didn't knock me out, Ingo.
KO, TKO, what's the difference?
The ref stopping it versus you toe up, face down, ass up.
Who cares? The outcome is the same. It doesn't matter.
It's a loss. Yes. And then Dos Santos is blaming his last loss on overtraining, and his trainers are saying that he's going through a lot of personal problems.
He's divorced with his wife?
Yeah, he wasn't quite all there. And now, Junior Dos Santos is going down the GSP route. Science! He's using jacked. Science! So he's getting his blood drawn daily, which I don't know, and I don't think it's a good thing, because...
Nah, it's okay.
No, because the amount they were taking, it wasn't just like a small vial. Like, they're taking 3 to 5 vials.
Really?
That can't be good. I mean, he looks like he's in phenomenal shape. No?
I think he does.
Throwing it over?
Go no, ahead. He looks amazing. Right. This is the best we've ever looked. He's ever looked. So, you know, I'm a big believer in Junior. I think that the last fight was an anomaly. And, you know,
fucking Kane beat him at his own game.
He did, but what happened was that Junior was doing well, and then he got caught early in the fight, and it just never was right after that. And it's hard, you know, it's hard to say that Kane doesn't have power, because I think he does. I mean, he knocked out.
The trade-off, though, it's like conditioning versus knockout power. Right. You got to fight. What do you want?
Yeah.
Wear a guy down and beat the fuck out of him all day, all night?
Well, he's like a Diaz. Like, Diaz doesn't have one... If you let Diaz hit you with one punch, probably not going to knock you out. But if you let him fight you, he's going to put you in deep water.
It's a war of attrition.
Just fucking pound you into the ground, just inch by inch by inch. And that's what Kane does. And Junior is more of like the power kind of boxer, extremely technical. I feel like in the last fight, when you look at, just look at his eyes, like he was on autopilot. And I have no idea how he survived all 5 rounds, but.
You got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Cock and balls. Not even heart. Cock and balls.
Cock and balls. Go ahead.
I was just fucking mad respect to him.
Yes.
Because many a fighter would have just quit and given up the back.
His
fucking
lip was like,
please just rear naked choke me. Just stuck the neck out. Like, went down.
Shit.
Please. Well, a lot of guys do that.
I said that at the time, and I don't know if I said it on the recap show at the time, but when you're going through struggles in life, and, you know, sometimes I find this happens in my jiu-jitsu journey, is... When things are hard, you know, you have troubles outside of, you know, training. Sometimes you come into training with the weight of that stuff on your shoulders, and it almost feels like getting the shit kicked out of you is what's supposed to happen. Does that make sense?
I hear that, but I don't understand it, because I think it depends on the person.
True.
Like me personally, I never, when I step into that world, it's a switch. There's a switch, and I can just flip it.
Well, it's different.
But it depends who you are.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes getting the shit kicked out of you is part of your journey. And, you know, it's not always about the immediate moment. And I want to say that Junior learned a lot about himself in that 25 minute, or I guess 30 minutes.
Well, do you think he learned too much about himself? Because there's also the point where that's one of those fights. And granted, he beat Mark Hunt in the next fight.
Oh, dude, yeah.
But you got to look at how much punishment you take in a fight and how much does it affect your career. Because that's one of those fights where I look at and I'm like, ooh, your corner might have wanted to throw the towel in because you took a lot of fucking punishment.
Well,
and for some guys, and I'll go back to this fight where it's Rich Franklin versus David Loazzo, you fucked that guy's career from here on out. He's never the same fighter afterwards. I mean, it still remains to be seen because that Hunt fight, fucked up his foot or his toe, so he wasn't 100%. So
he had staff.
Yeah, you know. There was a lot of shit going on, so we don't know. Plus, I want to look at the mental game for this fight and say, who's mentally stronger? I got to say it's Kane.
I think it's Junior.
I got to say it's Kane, but I'll tell you why. Give me a second. Because look at, well, if he's the second fight between the two, if you're telling me it's personal problems and he's not able to fucking separate personal problems from the fight game, he's already mentally weak. And then on the second front, if a guy beats the fuck out of you for 5 rounds, what happens when you get tagged in the third fight? Are you going to go back and go, God damn, am I going to be in for another 4 to 5 rounds of fucking ass beating or what?
I think
the mental edge goes to Kane because he can do that again and that may be working on him. I mean, you got the first knockout in the first round. Anybody can get knocked out quick.
Sure, sure. No.
But it takes a fucking, I don't even know how to say it, like 5 rounds of a beating, just taking it. So.
Well, I think Junior's going to say, if that happens, I've been here before, and he couldn't finish me. So,
but
I
do you need to be finished? You got your ass kicked for 5
no,
rounds.
No, I know, but I mean, I don't know. Dude, the wife is a big problem. That's a major thing in your life. I don't know.
You got to be able to separate.
I know
some
you
people
do.
Can't.
Some people can't do it. I'm a lot like that. I think if things are going badly for me in some aspects, it affects other things in my life. And I know people can compartmentalize things, and I don't think I can. So some people can. I don't know. Because other people would use that kind of thing as fuel to motivate themselves to be, you know, better.
Let it push you harder, yeah, man.
But I don't know. And, you know, overtraining and everything. I don't know. You know, I'm not Junior Dos Santos. All I can tell you is he's got way better boxing. I think it'll show in this fight. The wrestling, we'll see, of course, is in Cain's favor. On the ground, we still don't know because Junior never really uses his jiu-jitsu.
He has zero submissions.
So,
and Cain just got his black belt.
So you got to wonder if it hits the ground, if Junior can actually get back up. I'm not sure. So I think...
He did in the last fight.
Yes.
And I know Cain's been working harder to, when he takes someone down, to keep him down.
Yeah.
And actually use more of his jiu-jitsu, because that's one of the faults on Cain, is where you see him get the guys down, and he doesn't go for the submission. He just wants to keep ground and pounding you. Like, keep position and ground and pound you, where submissions are available, but he doesn't want to take them.
Yeah.
So
we'll see. This is going to be interesting.
So who are you taking then?
I'm taking Junior. I am taking Junior Dos Santos.
How's it going?
KO. Dos.
Okay, I'm taking Velasquez with the first round KO.
Wow.
Take that.
Okay.
I'm flipping the switch. I think all this fucking pillow fighting, pussy punching that they're talking on Velasquez is going to backfire in his face 300%.
Okay.
So
perfect.
He's going to get knocked the fuck out in the first round. And
you got knocked the fuck out.
But you know what? When I look at both the fight, I like Junior Dos Santos. I think he's a good guy. I don't wish bad will on him. Mm-hmm. Like, if I got to pick between the two on who I like Junior Dos Santos better. But I think...
I love him more.
I like the
he's huggable and cuddly.
Yeah. I bet he would take care of me. But he seems like the nicer person out of the two. I don't know either guy.
Plus, Kane's wife seems slightly bitchy.
What?
I did
she
say
seems
that.
Slightly hot.
Yes.
Anyway.
Seems like she runs his life.
like Carlos Conte.
Yes.
Like, remember those?
It's all good. Those Mexican men, I think they like to be taken care of or something.
That's like your dominant man. You need a dominant woman.
Probably.
Like in the bedroom.
Or something.
Or something. Magic 8-Ball. So I got Velasquez. You got Dos Santos. Magic 8-Ball is taking Velasquez.
Oh, no.
And I've only picked one of his numerous fights right. So my track record with Velasquez is not well.
Oh, okay.
Not well. Moving right along. I'm so hungry. I love when I don't eat dinner. It's always
the slide
good.
Never changed.
We're having problems in the MNL studio because sometimes we get to this area where I'm in a double PowerPoint. Throw down, slow down.
It could be frozen.
I see two PowerPoints. Let me click on this one. Oh, no!
We're back to the news. Problem, sir.
Hang on. We're gonna go low tech.
What kind of second rate production is this that we're having here?
we're third rate, Ingo. Okay. Don't sell yourself short.
All right. Time for Ask the Nuts. Yep.
Henry Winokur. He says, could you guys give a shout out to my middle school football champs, Allen Central Rebels?
Say the name is High School Football Rules.
We're fucking it right. Blew everybody's fingers. Actually, we're kind of leveled. I can't do that anymore. I can't go, woo! Yeah! Woo!
You can.
You fucking rebels! You're wearing kicking ass!
Just popped out.
It's like, that was 60% of what I can do.
I know. Don't give me 100.
You want 100? Come on.
No.
Call for it.
No.
Call for
I don't want to call for it. I'm scared.
All right.
My fucking pants.
All right, Ryan Smith says, if, and I think she does, Misha beats Ronda,
oof.
Do you think she can beat Kat Zagano, considering how good she did in their first fight?
Misha is not going to beat Ronda. Not going to happen. I don't think so. But I think she could beat Kat.
Well, Kat's still having problems with her knees.
Yeah,
there's
both.
Like surgery upon surgery, so I don't like her chances to come back. Ryan Smith, second question. The dog, Hyun Kim, versus winner of Koscheck versus Woodley. You guys like the matchup?
Hopefully, I think Woodley wins that, so I think I like the matchup.
Moving right along. Chris Sheen, if the loser of Kane and a Junior Dos Santos drops down in weight, who shakes the light heavyweight division more?
Kane.
He says, I think Junior Dos Santos winning is a better result. Daniel Cormier staying in heavyweight opens up new fights in that division.
Yeah, I agree. But that would be weird. I don't think Kane would drop to 205, would he?
No, he's got no need to.
No.
He's not chubby. He's not lean, but he's not chubby. Cormier.
A little bit chubby.
A little chubby.
Like them donuts.
Damn right. They had caramel apple donuts at the fucking...
Oh, Jesus.
Wherever I was at, the Fright Fest in our local town where you those are tour badass. The thing. 7-Eleven was doling them out. I don't know if that's good and or bad. Hunter McClellan, MMA / kickboxing nuts?
Oh, yes. Big fan.
Goddamn right.
They made a fan out of me. I'll be
We're
watching.
We might change the name of kickboxing nuts. Is that coined yet? Going to lock it up?
Glory nuts.
Yeah, glory hole nuts. You fucking bitches. Alan Weir asks, is Jake Shields the new sleeping pill?
Yes.
Are they really thinking he can beat GSP or Johnny Hendricks?
I don't think so.
No fucking way. He got lucky in an anti-Brazilian decision card. They were so anti-Brazilian, it was disgusting. Raja Sandel, unrelated MMA question. Do you guys even lift, bro?
I do kettlebells. I know you lift.
I lift every day, son.
It's huge. He's got guns. I don't have guns. I have pistols.
Trying. He's got pistols. He's got fucking M16s.
Shotguns.
I've got Mossberg 500. Look it up, son. Trying.
Do you lift?
It's hard when you're fucking turning 40 and you're not on any supplements.
I need TRT.
We do.
I'm telling you. I really do. I'm telling you. Every time I do jiu-jitsu, I am so sore for like 3 days. I feel like I'm going to die.
Let me just give you the rundown. When you're on the sauce, you have unlimited energies. When you work out, it is so much fun.
You're like fucking Paul Harris in there.
It is so much fun. You don't understand. Like,
I'm sure.
Weights get so light. I don't know. I'm just speaking from non-experience.
Maybe the TRT is my future. I had my levels checked like 2 years ago, and they were borderline low. So maybe they were low.
I was actually low. I was like in the hundreds. Once.
Maybe they were low. It's like 3-something. So
we're going to need to find a local endocrinologist.
Yes.
And possibly if we knew a doctor that could recommend someone. I don't know any doctors, but I'm just saying. If we knew one, they could possibly recommend someone. We could
some TRT and some... alternative.
Why are samples not in the mail? You go,
I don't know.
Someone doesn't want to be on the show
again. I want
again.
Some clear to rub on my.
I want some Mark McGuire to rub on me. Can we just send him over?
Semen of
Mark
McGuire.
I'll just rub yourself
Mark,
upon my
body. Jizz on my armpit. just right in there. I'll rub it in.
Why not just take it orally then? You're going to put it in your armpit.
You're supposed to apply it, you know, transdermally or whatever
take
the fuck
both.
You call it.
I heard it's better if you take it in your ass.
Right.
Okay. If you take it
perfect.
In your armpit.
Okay.
It's always better anally than orally.
Probably. Suppository.
Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. We're moving right into the best section when we're into knowledge.
Okay, I got nothing.
Well, I'll just say there's two things you need to be watching if you're not. One is Being Mike Tyson, because that is there's 6 shows, and they're pretty fucking good. The last one I saw was with him and Evander Holyfield, and the crazy thing is they're actually pretty good friends now, and you wouldn't think for a guy that bit off like 2 of the guy's ears that they'd still be talking and friendly or whatever, but they both kind of went through the same shit. They're friends now, and they showed in this episode where Evander Holyfield's son is actually boxing now. So you have Evander and Mike at the boxing event. Evander is all quiet, and Tyson's the guy that's up there. Yeah, do this, do that, stick this, do fuck him, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck him up.
Yeah. and that's cool to see. And it's weird because here's a guy who's you think he's turned his life around, but he's still...
I just said recording.
He's still semi-fucked up. Which is kind of sad, but you know, you get to see the side of a guy that you don't normally see. And then speaking of which, another good thing to see is that Frank Shamrock, the Bound by Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, goddamn, he just let himself cry on camera like it was going out of style and talks about his upbringing. And I didn't know he spent like 3.5 years in prison from, I don't know, anywhere from 16 to 21.
Yeah.
He got back out. And, you know, Ken Shamrock is his older brother by adoption. And basically the guy that started him training and whatnot. And he hadn't talked to Ken in fucking 15 years. And
they don't talk?
Well, he came back together. They made nice on the show, but
okay. There
was this big thing that they wanted to have a fight so they could square things away because at the Shamrock House, they used to have a pool in the backyard that when there were disagreements, they'd go into the pool and fucking slug it out. Cause the
pool?
I don't know. That was just the arena, I guess. Like, medieval times
crazy.
Thing where you throw down, but the father Shamrock was the guy who would take in all the boys and kind of like help turn their lives around. So
yeah.
The father was the one who told Frank, basically, if you don't get shit squared away with Ken, I can't be your father anymore. So it really fucked him up mentally. And then you could see when Frank sits down with Ken, it's Frank is the little brother talking to the bigger brother, and the big brother's kind of being a dick, causing the conflicts and the issues, because the big brother is the one who the father seemed to love more.
Yeah.
And Frank's the guy who needed the love.
Mm.
It's just tough. A tough situation. So, it looked like they squared everything away, but it was fucking pretty neat to watch.
Good. What is this on, YouTube?
It was on Spike. You might be able to catch a replay there. I had to watch it off of, I think, Spike.com, and they fed me about 75 commercials.
75 commercials.
Every 5 minutes, eat another 5 commercials.
How long is this thing?
41 minutes, plus the 75 commercials they're going to feed you. But you can catch it online. You should watch it. It's a good documentary. I like to watch some of these things because you don't always get to get the background on some of these guys. And a lot of, you know, even Bass Rutten, I didn't even know this, that Frank Shamrock's first fight was against Bass Rutten, and he fucking beat Bass Rutten when Bass Rutten was in his fucking prime.
No shit.
Decision, but still impressive.
What's that shit called? Payback?
Bound by Blood. Dialing it in right now, but
because I will forget otherwise.
Yeah, there's some good shit out there. I like these fighter documentaries, and the whoever put this one together did a fucking great job of how they edited it and how they put the sound together. And it's weird that I'm getting more into how they're producing these shows versus not just sitting there watching. I'm like, fuck, man, they're really doing a good job.
Well,
this,
yeah,
that,
I mean, you appreciate that. I think when something's put together well, it's always good.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's it. Shut down. Five-hour show.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts.
Probably red by now, but
I'm still green. Okay. My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm gay as fuck. I mean, I'm Matt Griffith.
He's talking about taking things anally, and now he's gay.
Tabasco, Ingo. Where is Bass Rutten when you need him?
I don't know.
Greg Shamrock.
He's not around. I've tried to reach him. He's unreachable. You call us. We won't call you. See you next time.
Nation Fight.